This short story, The Bone in Trot, is quite interesting to all people. Enjoy listening to this story. Once upon a time, there was a lazy wolf living in a jungle. Near his house was a pond. Many animals came to the pond to drink water. The wolf was always in search of food.
One day, he was sitting near the pond, hoping to get something to eat, when suddenly he spotted a dead bull.
Aha! What a luck! Now I can eat all I want!
He thought, and his mouth started watering.
He began to eat the bull. A thought struck him.
If another beast comes this way, he will ask for share. I had better eat fast. Grop, grop, grop. Yum, yum.
He chewed faster and faster.
In his haste, a piece of bone got stuck in his throat. Cried the wolf. He tried to bring it out of his mouth. He tried to cut it out, but in vain. Next, he tried to swallow it down, but he failed.
Oh, the bone in throat hurts. What shall I do now? Oh my God, what shall I do now?
Thought the wolf. Suddenly, he remembered that a crane lived on the nearby riverbank. The wolf went to the crane and pleaded.
Oh! My dear crane, I have got a bone stuck in my throat. I will give you a present if you pull it out of my throat with your long beak, please.
The crane took pity of the wolf. It asked the wolf to look up with his mouth open. The crane then put its head into the wolf's mouth and pulled out the bone.
Oh, what a relief! Like finally!
The wolf sighed. And now you wolf, where's my present? Where? Where?
Asked the crane.
What? What present? Are you playing?
The wolf replied, pretending not aware of its promise.
Hey you, cheater! You said that you would give me a present if I remove the bone from your throat. And now you are pretending that you will never tell that you will give me a big present now.
And said the crane.
Ha! It's not a present that you put your head into my mouth and got out alive. I could have easily crushed your head while your beak was inside my mouth.
Said the ungrateful wolf and went away. The crane felt helpless and decided not to help any ungrateful creature in the future. The end.
Thanks for listening our story.